Welcome one, welcome all. It's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kalea, and we are headed down to Nashville. Americana Fest highlights, picking out great mini concerts from bands who played Americana Fest 2024, including singer-songwriter Maddie Diaz.
Every time I try to walk away, I say you knew I would. I know loving you, it don't do me good.
Maddie, who played in Harry Styles' band, has a new album called Weird Faith, and you'll hear songs from it. Also, Tim Heidecker, known for his comedy, but minds a different emotional space with his music.
Dad of the year. Dad of the year.
And a set from Nashville's The Wild Feathers.
Did you ever know my name?
Maddie Diaz, Tim Heidecker, and The Wild Feathers, part of our Americana Fest highlights. That's coming up on World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. More than half a century after his death in Vietnam, a Talmon Marine's family will be presented with a Silver Star Award for Corporal Norris Brendan's actions that saved the lives of many fellow Marines. Sergeant Major Edward Neese served in the same company as Corporal Brendan during the conflict and shares on the KEXE Morning Show that Corporal Brendan was hit while providing cover for fellow Marines from a school building in Way City during the 1968 Tet Offensive.
Somebody ripped off the door off the hinges and they put a Marine on the door, and on the door was this Marine with a bandage on his head and had red hair. Now, the only Marine who had red hair in our platoon was Corporal Brendan. So I knew right away that Corporal Brendan had been hit. And we wouldn't find out until a couple of days later that he died en route to get medical treatment.
A Silver Star is the third highest military decoration for valor in combat, awarded primarily to members of the armed forces for gallantry in action against an enemy of the United States. The retired Sergeant Major Neese says Corporal Brendan should have received the award many years ago. VFW Post 1720 in Grand Rapids will host the award ceremony Wednesday afternoon. State Auditor Julie Blaha toured progress of Mesabi Metallics' direct reduction grade iron ore pellet plant earlier this week. The 7 million metric ton per year plant in Nashwauk is projected to start commercial operations early in 2026. Direct reduction grade iron is more cost effective for use in electric furnaces, where most modern steelmaking is moving away from coal-powered blast furnaces. In a release, Blaha says it is encouraging to see new life in the mining operation, crediting mining as a key to the state's economy. The multi-billion dollar project is currently under construction on over 16,000 acres of land, and once completed, it will be the first new mine and pellet plant in the state in nearly 50 years. Edina Realty will pay a $3.5 million settlement after Attorney General Keith Ellison found the company breached its fiduciary duties with its clients. Ellison says in a news release that Edina Realty convinced customers to purchase home warranties from Home Security of America, a third party, and the company received payments from this third party without disclosing that information to its customers. As fiduciaries, real estate brokers are legally required to act in the best interests of their clients. Ellison says Edina allegedly violated that duty by secretly accepting payments from Home Security of America to push home warranties onto their clients. The AG's investigation alleges that Edina's conduct harmed Minnesota consumers by causing them to purchase HSA warranties that they otherwise would not have purchased, as well as violating Minnesota's Deceptive Trade Practices Act and Minnesota's Consumer Fraud Act. St. Louis County and the city of Aurora will present a preliminary layout for County State Aid Highway 100 this week. The two entities are planning a study of the 1.83-mile L-shaped segment, which is also known as 3rd Avenue North and Main Street. The study proposes the construction of a bridge that would eliminate a railroad crossing. Following the meeting scheduled for 6 p.m. Thursday at the Aurora Community Center, county engineers will move into the design phase of the project, which is slated for the 2026 construction season. State health officials are urging Minnesotans not to eat certain organic carrots due to a multi-state E. coli outbreak. 5 Minnesotans became ill between September 21st and October 6th. One person has been hospitalized and no deaths have been reported. The Minnesota Department of Health linked the illnesses to eating organic carrots purchased from Costco, Target, and Hy-Vee, and brands have included Good & Gather, Bunny Love, and Cal Organic. Grimway Farms recalled multiple sizes and brands of bagged organic baby and whole carrots on November 16th. These products are likely no longer in stores but may still be in people's homes and should be thrown away. That's it for the Up North Report from the KEXE News Desk. I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.
Welcome one, welcome all. It's World Cafe. I am Kaleo, and it's Americana Fest Highlights Week 3. Later this hour, performances from The Wild Feathers and Tim Heidecker. But first, we start with Maddie Diaz, whose profile has risen dramatically in the past few years. You know, she was a songwriter who worked with Little Big Town and Kesha, and then ended up opening for Harry Styles, then playing in his touring band. And Maddie has put out an excellent album, 2024's Weird Faith. She talked to me about songwriting for the record.
I've really, really loved journaling in the last couple of years and like being able to kind of go back and like, you know, shut out the rest of the world and hone in on actual words.
You can hear the full session at worldcafe.org, but it's highlights time. Americana Fest highlights with Maddie Diaz, starting with Don't Do Me Good, recorded live for World Cafe.
Closer face, who on earth would I be without the sleepless nights when I turn out the lights? Would you recognize me? It's getting harder and harder to breathe underwater when I know that you'll. Try to walk away, I say you knew I would. I know loving you, it don't do me good. And every time I wake up crying, I'm denying what I should. I know loving you, it don't do me good. It don't do me good. For us to believe in, it's getting harder and harder to act like I'm smarter and tell you I know something I don't. Every time I try to walk away, you stay, you knew I would. I know loving you, it don't do me good. Should I know loving you, it don't do me good. Keep coming back, and I keep coming back to you. Oh, when I deal with the fact that you won't give it back like I do.
show up alone. I come here to watch other people know what I can only guess at, 'cause I'm never sure, and I don't like commitment if there's something more. They sing their song closing their eyes, seeing a lot in a different light. How can that happen? Why is it beautiful? Why is it magic and tragic? I don't know. I'm not a God person, but I'm never not searching. Looking at the sky, staring at the ocean. If there's something I know, then I wanna know it. I wanna hold it. I wanna feel it. And maybe I can't say that I'm not a God person. Talking to my dad, talking about my mom. After 20 years, what the hell went wrong? And how can I avoid making the same choices and stay on the Carolina coast, living in the moment? We saw a storm 3 miles away. We lit a fire and watched it rage. How can that happen? Why is it beautiful? Why is it magic and tragic? I don't know. I'm not a God person, but I'm never not searching. Looking at the sky, staring at the ocean. If there's something I know, then I wanna know it. I wanna hold it. I wanna feel it. And maybe I can't say that I'm not a God person. Maybe I can't say.
Recorded live at Americana Fest 2024, that is God Person. Also heard Don't Do Me Good. On the album, it features Casey Musgraves. The album is called Weird Faith, and you can check out our session with Matty Diaz at worldcafe.org. Sturgill Simpson covering Nirvana, here's In Bloom.
Sarah kids for food. Where the change? His moves. Spring is here. Reproductive plan. He's a one who likes all our pretty songs and likes to sing along and likes to shoot his gun, but don't know what it means. Don't know what it means to love someone. We can have someone. Nature. Tender age in blue.
all our pretty songs, and he likes to sing along, and he likes to shoot his gun, but he don't know what it means. Don't know what it means to love someone.
Let me down. Tyler Childers, All Yorn, off of Country Squire and Sturgill Simpson in Bloom. In a moment, a live set from The Wild Feathers, part of Americana Fest highlights when we get back to World Cafe.
Thanks so much for listening to The World Cafe on Northern Community Radio, KAXE, KBXE. My name is Dan Gannon. Support comes from Edge Center Gallery in Big Fork, now presenting an exhibit titled Sharing Native Heritage Through Art by painter Jason Two Feathers Hurdler and drum maker Chris Baldwin. Meet the artists at a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. on December 6th. More at edgecenterarts.org. Give to the Max Day is Thursday, November 21st, but early giving is open now. Each gift you make to KAXE through GiveMinnesota.org earns KAXE a chance to win a $500 golden ticket and other prizes. Visit GiveMN.org and search for KAXE/KBXE to donate today. We receive support from Sanford Bemidji Sleep Center, offering assessments, diagnosis, treatments, and retail products for a variety of sleep-related disorders. More at SanfordHealth.org. And now it's time to get you back to more from the World Cafe on KAXE, KBXE.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. More from Americana Fest 2024 with highlights. Our next highlight is from The Wild Feathers. You get more than one vocalist with this band, the Nashville Americana group, coming up on 15 years, delivering Americana, Southern Rock, maybe even some Laurel Canyon vibes. Ricky Young, Joel King, Taylor Burns, three different vocalists for you. You should feel special. Along the way, they've opened for Willie Nelson, Gary Clark Jr., and Band of Horses. Their latest album is this year's Sirens. Playing a few live at Americana Fest, here's The Wild Feathers, starting with Sanctuary.
Harder as a walkout. Did you ever know my name? trying to get out like a bird tied to the ground. I should let it go, let it be, but you already know that it means when it's said and done in the morning light. I
recorded live at Americana Fest 2024, it's The Wild Feathers, the song Stereo, on their new album available now, Sirens. More from Americana Fest 2024 in a few minutes, including a set from Tim Heidecker. Right now, here's Alison Krauss with Oh Atlanta.
Same old place, same old city. What can I do? I'm falling in love. I'm just an old hound dog roaming around, oh Lord. I've got all this and heaven above. Oh Atlanta, I hear you calling. I'm coming back to you one fine day. No need to worry, there ain't no hurry, 'cause I'm on my way back to Georgia. On my way back to Georgia. I get a feeling in me when I remember all those crazy days and crazy nights. Can't you hear the music playing? You must have heard them saying, we're gonna rip them up and light up the night. No hurry.
about if it was love you were after with a long shadow. gave, I got a problem with it. If you can't do better than that, babe, I got a problem with it. Justified it in my own way, I lost myself.
The duo of Jess Williamson and Katie Crutchfield. They perform as the band Plains, P-L-A-I-N-S. The song is called Problem With It. The album I Walked With You a Ways. More from Americana Fest 2024, a set from Tim Heidecker next on The Cafe.
Really appreciate you listening to The World Cafe on KAXE KBXE. I'm Dan Gannon. Programming on KAXE KBXE is supported in part by MinSure, offering Minnesotans the opportunity to find discounts, compare private health plans, and see if they qualify for no-cost or low-cost insurance. Expert advice is also available. The enrollment deadline is December 18th for coverage starting January 1st. Information and enrollment are online at minsure.org. National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week is going on now. The Itasca Housing Resource Team hosts Soup in the Street Wednesday, November 20th, beginning at 3 p.m. at the Old Central School in Grand Rapids. All are welcome for a soup meal, and donations will be accepted of new winter hats, mittens, and scarves. We receive support from the state of Minnesota. Bemidji Community Theater presents Scrooge, a musical adaption of A Christmas Carol, November 22nd to the 24th. Tickets available at Bemidji Community Theater. And now back to the World Cafe.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I am Kaleo. Another Americana Fest highlight for you from Tim Heidecker, who maybe you know as a comedian, Tim and Eric on Cinema Office Hours. He's built a pretty stellar reputation in the comedy world, but he makes music and it's not what you would expect. He says, quote, "My artistic life has been about obscuring identity and irony and making it so that you don't know who you're getting when you're dealing with me." Music was a chance to be a little bit more vulnerable. His latest album is 2024's Slipping Away. It is available now. And we kick things off with a performance of Dad of the Year. It's Tim Heidecker on World Cafe.
When I was a child, I wanted to be special. Thought that I could be a big, big star. Then I got older. I saw how the world works. Someone like me could only go so far. I'm not gonna be on the cover of a magazine. I got bills to pay. I gotta keep working every day. I'm not gonna go down in history. Only my family will remember me. And now when I wake up and it's still dark, I think about when I was cool. I have a cup of coffee, turn off the news. It's time to take the kids to school. I'm not the leader of any social scene. I got bills to pay. Gotta keep working every day. The only award that I am gonna see is from my family, and that should be enough for me. And I sit at my desk and it all seems so clear. The only prize I'm gonna get is Dad of the Year. Dad of the Year. Dad of the Year. Dad of the Year. It's not an emergency.
I've been living on the streets, living on the streets for weeks now, and I think it's time for me to come home. I can't anymore go alone. Please, all my things are gone. I woke up, I guess I slept too long. I think I know who took them. Man, I thought it was a friend. Anyway, I think I need to come home. I can't anymore go it alone. I know you got places to go, but I saw you there looking at your phone, and she gave you everything that she owns. Oh, just to help me. Oh, just to help me get home. Hey, would you call my mom for me? Would you tell her it's not an emergency? I'm living on the streets, living on the streets for weeks now, and I think it's time for me to come home. I can't anymore go it alone.
It's Tim Heidecker. Hey, would you call my mom for me? It's from his new album, Slipping Away, which is available now. I want to thank the Wild Feathers, Matty Diaz, and Tim Heidecker for the performances, as well as the Americana Music Association. More in the weeks to come from Americana Fest. Head in the heart now. Here is Arrow.
You caught me staring off the cliff again and looking down on everyone. Wish my goodbyes could be more innocent, but every part just wants to run. I have this deep, deep feeling in my ribs again. I just keep moving on. Like the deep, deep current of the river bend, I have to keep moving on. There's times I need direction, there's times I need to roam. I move station to station, I showed up here alone. I am my own arrow, I am my own home. It's alright, it's alright, it's all I've ever known. It's alright, it's alright. It's alright, it's alright, it's all I've ever known. It's alright, it's alright.
So if you're falling through the cracks again, maybe the fall was by design. Cause someone's gonna break your heart again, that's just proof that you're alive.
I have this deep, deep feeling in my ribs again. I just keep moving on. Like the deep, deep current of the river bend, I have to keep moving on. There's times I need direction, there's times I need to roam. I move station to station, I showed up here alone. I am my own arrow, I am my own home. It's alright,
light on your door to show that you're home. When you think the night has in your mind that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you. I find it hard to believe you don't know your darkness, so you won't be afraid. When you think the night has in your mind that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you.
Talk much more. She sits and stares through the back door screen, and all the news just repeats itself like some forgotten dream that we've both seen. Someday I'll go and call up Rudy. Together at the factory, what could I say if he asked what's new? Nothing, what's with you? Nothing much to do. You know that old trees just grow stronger, and old rivers grow wilder every day. Old people just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello in there. So if you're walking down the street sometime, spot some hollow ancient ass, please don't just pass them by and stare as if you didn't care. Say hello in there. Hello.
Great way to end the show with the words of John Prine, hello in there. Something I would often say to my classmates in detention. That about does it for us here on The Cafe. I want to thank our affiliates nationwide who make this show possible. A show we produce from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. Get World Cafe on the go. Download our podcast, World Cafe Words and Music, wherever you get it. Your podcasts. That's right. We gotta go. This has been World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. And by the Cy Sims Foundation, partnering with organizations and people since 1985, working for a better and more just future for all. More information is available at CySimsFoundation.org.
You're listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXE Bagley-Bemidji. We're Northern Community Radio, telling the stories of the people and land of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Operating translator K210DR in Brainerd at 89.9. Listen at KAXE.org or on your smart speaker. We need people like you to support this local media. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234. Thank you. Weather in our listening area today, Wednesday, snow and cloudy skies, highs 26 to 33, light west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, evening lows in the upper 20s and low 30s with a northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Thursday, cloudy, highs in the mid to high 30s, northwest winds up to 10 to 15 miles per hour, and evening lows in the mid 20s. And Friday, partly cloudy with highs in the low 30s. KAXE's question of the week is, what's your must